Yeah, I think we could lay some emphasis on that, and that will help to answer the questions that were raised. Both Elijah and the widow woman are going to get instruction on the resources of God. First of all, he says, give me a little water in a vessel. And she moves to go. It shows that the woman has a vessel. A vessel that can contain the water. Are we vessels that can contain things? She didn't ask him, well, where is this vessel going to come from? She was prepared to be that kind of a vessel that can bring the water. So she responds. As she's going, he says, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And then she answers and says, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in the cruse. That's the character of the weakness that I think Brother Bibb is bringing out. Things are small. But you know what? They may be small in our eyes, but if they are put at the disposal of the great God we know, God is going to make them, as we will see in the result later on. But she calls them small. I think it has a lot to do with our own estimation at times of things. She had a cruse of oil. Well, the cruse of oil is a type of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God has not been given in measure, in small measure. The Spirit of God has been given in tremendous abundance. But it was her estimation of what she had. And maybe sometimes you and I have somewhat of a warped impression of what we have. And that's why I think we undermine and do not appreciate largely the divine resources. So we need to get connected with what we have. We have a cruse of oil. We have meal in a barrel. And meal, you know, is a type of Christ. He was the true meal offering who walked here in delight to the Father's heart. So she had what it takes. But she undervalued it by saying it was just a little.
You might say, Brother Dave, that before these things were provided, there was something about the God of the prophet that she could see. And I wonder the challenges for all of us, and especially about our young people, is in our own circumstances, what others see in us. Can they see feature of our blessed God? Because what she told him before they entered into this, as Jehovah thy God liveth. And she takes it exactly what he uttered previously about the living God. She saw these features of a living God bestowed upon this man. And again, the challenge is what is seen in us before others. The second thing is the small things are something that is familiar with this man. If you recall, there was these small things you have discussed. There was a small cloud. There was a small, gentle voice, and there's all these features of little, small things. And one has said it this way, nothing is little if God is in it. Nothing is little. And that's what we have to remember, all of us combined, especially young, that if God is willing to use you for something little, don't think of it as, this is meaningless, you know? Nonsense. Nothing is little if God is in it.
But now we move in that second period of the life of Elijah. He's no longer now individual being trained in the school of God. He now comes where there are two, with him there are three. Where two or three are gathered together in a very small company with very little, as we have heard, resources. It's, to me, it just shows how the word of God is inspired. When it comes to the matter of water, she said in verse 10, bring me a little water. When it comes to the matter of oil, it is a little oil. But when it comes to the meal, there was no little meal. It's a handful of meal. In a small locality where there might be little resources, it reminds me of Philadelphia. They have little strength. There is not really much outward of anything, but this is the second part of training. When the resources, we talked about dependency upon God, when the resources outwardly is little. So the water making the application speaks of the word of God. There might be a little appreciation, or even little. What does this Sidonian woman know anything about Jehovah, as we have heard? She knows very, very little. Where did she have water anyway? The water is scarce everywhere. But there is a little appreciation of the word of God. How do we appreciate the word of God? How much time? I will never get tired until the Lord comes from saying that over and over and over again. Every one of you, every one of us, have no problem watching TV for 6 hours, for 4 hours, listening to music for 4-6 hours. And I want to challenge anyone who told me that could sit in one day for 6 hours and read the scripture. Well, forget about 6 hours. 2 hours? An hour? An hour just to spend in the Word of God? No, but we have time for everything else. And I understand how busy life is. But you know what? If we could spend 6 hours in stuff that's not profitable, could we spend little time in the Word of God? There is no other way. You'll never be able to stand against the enemy if the Word of God doesn't take a hold of you. You will never. And how many have fallen because of that very same thing? That little widow appreciated the little water, and she bring it to Elijah. The oil, spiritual manifestation, spiritual condition, it's also little. You might not see that at all. You might wonder, carnality is taking over. Mind and reasoning of the flesh is thus permeated even the Christian circles. Little, very little spirituality. But you know what? There was in that, what characterized that company is this. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. Haggai, in his book, said the same thing to the little company. In the day of small things, he said, my presence, here you have the prophet there, the presence of the Lord. My word and my spirit. These are the three prerequisites that you really need to do. You don't need 3,000 people. You need the presence of the Lord, you need the word of the Lord, and you need the Spirit of God. And if you have that, that's all you need. But when it comes to the handful of meat, which speaks of Christ, there's no little in there. Because it depends how big your hand. How big is your hand? You could be filled with Christ. And the more you fill your hand with Christ, the bigger your hand will get. And if our hand is filled, I think again of that hymn writers. What number is it? Jesus, thou art enough. The heart and the mind to fill. If Christ is filling the heart and the mind and the hands, talking about dependency, what are we going to worry about? I'll take care of all of these things. But if everything else is filling the hands and mind and there is little meal, it would not work at all. But in those little resources, Elijah learned how to conduct himself in a little company with a little resource. But as we have heard, if God is in it, there will be always sufficiency.